Thanks be to God for the women of that first resurrection morning. Because who knows how long it would have taken for the 11 to figure out that their friend was alive and on the move. And maybe we shouldn't be surprised that the women get it. Turn to a woman near you and say, "You get it, sister." We shouldn't be surprised because we've been walking through the Gospel of Luke for the past 13 weeks, and it always seems that Luke, who is an outsider himself, was always telling how the outsiders were getting it, and that Jesus didn't come to impress and woo the religious dignitaries, but he came for the lost, the last, the least, the outsiders, the misfits, the overlooked, the ignored, second-class citizens. And that's why we shouldn't be surprised that the women get it, because in first century Jewish culture, women were second-class citizens. And isn't it interesting to note that while the men were hidden behind locked doors for fear, that it was the women on their way to Jesus' burial site. Imagine being amongst this little flock of women. And let's say there's 11 of them. We have a few of them named for us: Joanna, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James. They're making this 5-kilometer journey from the city to the outskirts where Jesus' body has been laid. And I would imagine they're trying to comfort one another. Their friend has just died. So you can imagine the words that might have been shared. Words of comfort, words of care, maybe words of remembering. Remember when he... And the women come upon the tomb and they're stunned. The 1,000-kilogram stone has been rolled to the side. And they peer inside this meter-by-meter entrance into the tomb. The body is gone. And so with shrieks and with gasps and gulps, they wonder what's going on. And Joanna turns around and screams, "Look!" And the other 10 women cast their eyes on these beings. Maybe it was Elijah and Moses. Maybe they were appearing again. Peter had talked about that several weeks ago. And these dazzling and white splendor beings speak. "Why are you seeking among the dead the one who lives? Jesus is not here, but has been raised. Remember how he spoke to you while he was still in Galilee? He said, 'The Son of Man must be handed over into the hand of people who are sinners, be crucified, and on the third day rise.' Remember, remember, remember." The women look at each other, eyes wide open, and trying to remember. And maybe a few of them do start recalling these strange and prophetic promises of Jesus, where he said, "Listen carefully to what I'm telling you. The Son of Man will be beaten. He'll be mocked. He'll be spit upon. He'll be flogged. He must be killed and on the third day be raised to life." The third day. The third day. Martha blurts out to the others, "Jesus? Alive?" And the women get up off their knees and they run. They run, and that 5-kilometer trip back to Jerusalem has never been so quick. "We'll tell the 11 disciples. They'll know what to do." They scramble into the city. They bustle up the stairway to where the men are hiding out. Push at the door. It's locked. Martha battering on the door. "Let us in. Let us in. It's us. It's us." And the men, "Who is it? What do you want from us? What do you want?" Joanna screaming, "Let us in." They burst through the door, gushing frantically about what they've seen. They've been at the tomb. The stone was rolled away. They think they saw Elijah and Moses, but they're not sure. "These beings told us to remember. Surely you guys can remember." And now Jesus isn't there. His body's not there. The grave claws, they're just there by themselves. It's true, isn't it? Just as he promised, it's true. He's alive. He's risen, isn't he? And the men do that stoic reaction thing that men do when they've spent too much time in the man cave. They're thinking about themselves. What am I going to do? I gave up everything to follow him. What am I going to do? And I think there's people after us. James, one of the sons of thunder, tries to take command of the room. Women, calm down. Don't talk such drivel. What are you, delirious? Out of your minds? I've never heard such a wives' tale in all my life. He sulks off and goes into the corner. The women in shock and dismay, silenced by one of the inner circle members of Jesus' disciples. But Peter, praise Yahweh for Peter, but Peter. And there's lots of buts in this paragraph. There's six buts, and this is the biggest but. But Peter. He got up and ran. And he ran and he ran and he ran and he ran. He stooped. He panted. He was exhausted. Looking inside, he saw the linen clothes. And he went away amazed. Amazed at what had happened. So people of God, children of God, those of us who are within earshot of the Christian story today, the good news of this first Easter and every Easter afterwards for the next 2,000 years is that even when we don't get it, even when we want to live in dead places, places of prejudice, places of indifference, places of blindness, God is still on the move. And this is the ridiculous and remarkable Christian story, that a living Jesus today is on the loose. And all of creation and even angelic beings beckon us today to remember. Remember what Jesus said. And maybe in your Christian memory, the first memory that pops up isn't, I'll be killed and I'll rise from the dead, but this morning, remember the promises of Jesus. Maybe it's, lo, I am with you, even unto the end of the age. Maybe it's, I am the good shepherd. I am the gate. All who enter through me will find life. Or maybe it's, your faith has healed you. Or maybe the Jesus words that you remember today are, do not be afraid. Or maybe it's that great reversal that Jesus is always talking about. Whoever is least among you will be the greatest. And so this morning, will you pause and remember and be amazed at the presence of a living Jesus who's on the loose? We read this story this morning. We live in this story this morning, and we recognize that we don't need to be in the in crowd. We don't even need to be in the believing crowd. It's saints and sinners. It's a messy crowd of misfits who on a day like today are at different points of unbelief or belief. And yet this gracious God is on the move. This living Jesus is on the loose, moving towards us. Is this ridiculous news? Is this remarkable news for you? May God help us take the posture of the women, and maybe even that stooping posture of Peter, remembering Jesus' words, amazed at what had happened. I think about our newly baptized friends and family today. Have they made it back into the room? I know Ryan has. Maybe the rest of them are still downstairs cleaning up. But I think about our friends, newly baptized. Ryan, Zoe, Jake, Heidi, Cassie. You are helping us today remember. Remember our encounters with this living Jesus. You're helping us to once again be amazed that God's still on the loose. Because maybe for us, that was 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago when we got baptized. But a living Jesus was on the loose, meeting us encountering us, amazing us. And so we will pray that the journey continues for you, that you will remember this day, these days when you were encountering Jesus. But not only remember, but continue to be amazed at this journey of faith that Jesus journeys with you. And I don't want to just leave the encouragement and blessing for our, what I'm calling the Easter baptismal quintet. Look around the room. We all need some encouragement, do we not? Reminded that a living Jesus is on the loose. Remember. And so even as you're gathering after service today, or even as you're gathering for a meal, maybe a challenge around your tables in this week or in this 50-day season of Easter will be, remember what Jesus has done for us. And then we might be in those places of amazement with the women, with Peter, saying, thanks be to God. I want to close with a few stanzas from a preacher from 1600 years ago, John Chrysostom, who was called the golden-mouthed one. Could you imagine following after his footsteps? But in one of his famous Easter sermons 1600 years ago, he writes and he proclaims, O death, where is your sting? O hell, where is your victory? Christ is risen and you are cast down. Christ is risen and the demons are fallen. Christ is risen and the angels rejoice. Christ is risen and life is set free. Christ is risen and the tomb is emptied of its dead. To Christ be glory, power forever and ever. Amen.